For our first in-depth demonstration of cognitive services, we're going to demonstrate the Bing Speech API. Bing Speech can process audio coming from any number of sources. Our demonstration will stream an audio file to Bing Speech with the expected result, the text representation of that audio file. However, the Bing Speech API can also accept audio from a live microphone or another live audio source. It means we get partial recognitions on the fly if we should choose to. While we are going to use it to just echo back the result, we could just as easily create a business app that would process and execute tasks based on voice commands. The other side of the coin is processing text-to-speech. Not only can your application understand the spoken word, but it can also speak it. So to begin, we're going to just simply go to the cognitive services and type Get Started for Free. That will take us to the place where we can select which APIs we wish to use. In this case, we want the Bing Speech free, which limits us to 5,000 transactions per month or 20 per minute for each feature for a total of 60 per minute. So we click Bing Speech, we scroll to the bottom, we click I agree, and we click subscribe. As we go down, we can see that we have the Bing Speech free registered, and we are again provided with two keys that we can use. We only need one at this time. So I'm going to click the copy button to load the key into the clipboard that we'll use in the second part of this demonstration, which is showing you the code and actually calling this Bing Speech API. During the preview, we do get a number of free calls for a certain amount of time. If we wish to put this into production, it's highly recommended that you buy a key on Microsoft Azure, which manages all the cognitive service keys that allows you to up the quotas that you can do. So let's look at our application. So our application is very simple. We're going to use the Bing Speech API. We've included the necessary code in the before project. Only a few steps will be needed to get speech working in the demo app. We will use the speech SDK for speech to text and a straight REST call to web services to get the text to speech working, so you can see both ways of doing things. Inside our project, we've already referenced the speech SDK through a NuGet package manager. Now in the main window, XAML.cs is where we'll do the work. The first thing we need to do is uncomment the client that we use into the SDK. In this case, the microphone recognition client, because we're going to be accepting information through the client. And we need to add the reference to the speech SDK. The next thing we need to do is, in the constructor, is uncomment the creation or the instantiation of the microphone. Now, if we walk through and look at this, there's a couple of things happening here. First of all, we're creating the microphone and we're telling it to use the short phrase mode. We can use it, we could change it to continuous if we wish to. We want to use the US English language, and we have to put our key here. So we're going to do that right now. The second thing is that we've asked it to monitor the events on microphone status and on response received. More on those later. Now we'll go down and look at what else we have to look at. The on microphone status. First, when the button is clicked to listen, we want to tell the microphone to start recognition or start listening. When we do that, we will start listening until such time as silence happens, and then it'll stop listening. The on microphone status we simply use to indicate to the user that the microphone is now listening. And the last thing we do is we look for the response received, and we process the text and pass it off to our speaking routine or method. The speak method uses a file called ttsclient.cs, which is pass in the key. First, we'll uncomment it. We'll put our key in here, which is the same key we used before. From this Bing Speech API, we get the end point. We put that in there. And the last thing is, we want to indicate when the audio is available. So when we call the REST web service, it's going to stream the audio back to us and notify us when it's ready and we can play it out. When we run the application, we can see that we have our simple application. We can say something. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?